Box office, Ralph repeats as number 1, Crazy Rich Asians flops in China. By Breitbart News on December 3, 2018. New York, AP, on a typically sleepy post-Thanksgiving weekend in movie theaters. Leftovers flood the box office and Disney's Ralph breaks the internet repeated as number 1 with $25.8 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates Sunday. The Wreck-It Ralph sequel dropped steeply, 54%, after nearly setting a Thanksgiving record last weekend. But with only one new film in wide release, nothing came close to Ralph Breaks the Internet, which sends John C. Reilly and Sarah Silverman's video game characters into cyberspace. In 11 days of release, the $175 million film has cleared $207 million worldwide. Still going strong in its fourth week of release, Universal's The Grinch came in second with $17.7 million in ticket sales. The Grinch, the Illumination animated production with Benedict Cumberbatch as the Christmas curmudgeon, surpassed $200 million domestically and edged in front of last week's number 2 film, the Rocky sequel Creed II. Like Ralph Breaks the Internet, MGM's boxing drama also slid sizably after a big holiday opening, declining 53%. Creed II, with Michael B. Jordan as Adonis Creed, took in $16.8 million in its second weekend. It has thus far grossed $81.2 million on a $50 million budget. The week's lone new wide release, the Sony Screen Gems horror film The Possession of Hannah Grace, opened modestly with $6.5 million. Orion Pictures' Anna and the Apocalypse, a well-reviewed indie mashup, your standard zombie comedy musical, debuted in 5 theaters, with about $50,000 in ticket sales. Crazy Rich Asians, Warner Brothers' breakout summer hit, was a dud in China. Warner Brothers said the acclaimed romantic comedy, which earned $173 million domestically, debuted in China with just $1.2 million. John M. Chu's Singapore-set film, which opened August 14 in the U.S., took months to secure a release date in China, a delay some have attributed to the film's depiction of extremely wealthy Chinese Singaporeans. Crazy Rich Asians was a hit at the Singapore box office. But, like most comedies, it hasn't been as much a sensation abroad as it was in the U.S. It's earned $64 million overseas. The film's performance in China, though, is potentially worrisome for Warner Brothers. Its planned sequel, China Rich Girlfriend, aims to better capitalize on the world's second-largest film market. Free Solo became the year's fourth documentary to cross $10 million. Elizabeth Chivasharyulyi and Jimmy Chin's documentary about Alex Honnold's ropeless ascent of Yosemite National Park's El Capitan Rock Face has joined the most lucrative batch of documentaries ever released in a year. Three Identical Strangers, RBG and Won't You Be My Neighbor? Estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. Where available, the latest international numbers for Friday through Sunday are also included.